You know, this Christmas season, it really is a special time to remember. It's a special time to think about, you know, our Lord and Savior. I mean, it really is, to reflect on our lives and what the really true meaning of it is. And I think this Advent, it really kind of tells us that, you know, what it's about. And as we go through these, the Lord just really laid it on my heart to preach this. And I'd never done this before. And last week when he gave me the message of hope, you know, he told me, preach that. And this week he said, you know, even last week he told me, just preach next week, you're going to preach about peace. And I'm not one to preach that way. And I think you guys know that. I'm not one to preach big on sermon series type things, you know, that type of stuff. But I am mindful to what the Holy Spirit tells me. And if the Holy Spirit tells me to do it, I better do it. And so this week, we're going to focus on peace. And, you know, we live in a world. We live in a world that's not so peaceful. We really do. And there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. You can't even watch the news. It's always negative, and it's always just seems like unhappiness. You know, and last week we talked about hope, and, you know, we live in such a world that there's people that just live lives of hopelessness. You know, and we realize that God brings hope to us. Jesus gives us hope. You know, and that's where our hope comes from. But there's so many people that live in this world in a life of hopelessness. You know, even teen suicide is so high. And you think they've not lived very long, just a short time, but yet for that short time, they're in this life of hopelessness to the point to where they're ready to take their lives. And it's sad. It's really sad. But that's the world we live in. That's the world that Satan wants us to live in and dwell in, because that's what he does, right? He creates chaos in this world. The darkness in this world, the fleshly stuff, the desires and all that. That's what he creates. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. And so we found last week that our hope is in Jesus. And that's where our hope comes from. And when we focus on that, then we can exist in all this other stuff. And then today we're going to talk about peace. And I talk to a lot of people that just don't have peace. I mean, they just exist without peace in their life. And they put on this happy face, but deep down inside, they just have no peace. And they look everywhere to find peace. They look for peace in drugs. They look for peace in alcohol. And they look for those things. And they think that they find peace there. And for a short time, it does bring a little peace. It does. But that's only temporary peace. You know, I used to hunt a lot. And I don't hunt very much anymore. But I used to love to go to the woods. And sometimes it wasn't about hunting. It was more about just having a peaceful time. Because, you know, I can crawl up in a tree and sit there, you know, and listen to the squirrels and the birds and all that kind of stuff. And for just a brief moment, for just a little bit of time, I can relax and I can find peace. And, you know, my family and I, from time to time, we'll go down, and we've done this for several years, we'll go down to Grand Tower. You know, late in the afternoon, you know, and we'll go out on the river and we'll go down on the sand, you know, and find a place out away from, there's usually not hardly anybody there. And we'll go down there, you know, by the water, and sometimes we'll take our fishing poles, and, you know, we really don't catch anything down there. If you do, it's really not worth, you know, maybe a perch every now and then. But still, watching the water go by and seeing the barges go by and just sitting there for a while, you get a little peace. You can kind of just let stuff go, and you kind of get this, but it's only temporary. It's only temporary. But I think we all have those times in our life where we, you know, even the saints, we get stressed out, we get anxieties, we get all these things going on, we have sicknesses that go on in our life, And, you know, we have family issues and don't think that, I mean, we all have those from time to time. You know, we got people in our family that aren't saved and that grieves us. And then, we, you know, it's just all kinds of, I can just keep going, right? I mean, I can keep going. And we want peace. We want to say, we want peace. We're going to, the scripture we're going to focus on this morning is Colossians 3:15. If you have your Bibles or your cell phones or your tablets or whatever you whatever you're comfortable with, and Verna, you know, she's got it up here on the screen. Let's read this here. And before I read, I want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, speak through me this morning. Lord, strip away everything that's me, Lord, and just speak clearly through me this morning, your word. Lord, anoint me with your Holy Spirit, Lord, this morning. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. Let these words be heard. Let us leave here better than we came. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's read. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be yielded and be thankful. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. In one body. We are one body. We come here this morning. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, when you come here together, we come united into one body. Man, isn't that awesome? We're all different. We all have different functions. We do different things. We got different personalities. We do all these things a little bit different, but we come together here. That's why we gather together. We come together united into one body. That's peace. Man, we come together united, that brings peace. Thankful, and be thankful to God for that peace. I just love that scripture. I just love that scripture. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Look at that. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brothers, goodbye aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. God wants us to have peace. He wants us to live in peace. He's talking to the saints. He's talking to us. He wants us to have peace, right? Well, how do we find that peace? You know, you search for that peace. You seek for that peace. You want it. You desire peace, right? That's what I do. I desire peace. I don't like arguments, fussing and fighting and all that kind of stuff. Nobody likes that. But that's what the world wants, right? That's what the world wants. Like I said, you can't even watch the weather. They don't even know what's going on. You know, it just seems like it's always, oh, there's this huge snowstorm coming and it doesn't even do anything. You know, but it just seems like there's always this anxiety. They want to push anxiety on you. We don't need anxiety, you know. Kroger gets crazy. You buy all the bread and milk. You can't find nothing because they're calling for snow. And then it doesn't do anything. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. That's what he's telling you. He's saying all this stuff's going to go on, but don't get troubled about it. Don't let it get to you. Just don't. Don't be afraid. I'm going to take care of it. It's like last week. He gives us hope. You know, we get into times of when we just don't have, we don't know what to do. It seems like we're falling into that hopelessness, and God says, don't. I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So if he's overcome the world and you're a believer in him, he says, hey, you can overcome the world as well. because I did it for you. And I'm giving you the Holy Spirit. I'm giving you the strength to do it as well. So don't worry about these things. You know, He is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is. He brought peace to this world. That was the promise from the prophets. True peace. That's what we're talking about this morning. What is true peace? True peace only comes from Jesus Christ. It only comes from Him. And what's it take to have peace? What's it take to have peace? I'm going to read Colossians 3, 1 through 11. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For He died, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with his practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. That's where peace comes from, right? The first point I want to make this morning, I've got a couple points. I just want to go through a couple things. And the first point I want to make this morning is we find peace when we put off the old man. That's what Paul's talking about. We've got to put off the old man first of all. First of all, we need to believe in Jesus Christ. Okay? Surrender yourself to Him. That's the first step. Second step is you've got to put off the old self. Because the old self lives in the flesh. The old self wants to do the old things. The old self looks back. And if anything I could say is Christ is calling us not to look back. That's what Paul's saying. You can't look back at the old self. You can't look back at the old ways. You can't look back any longer. We live a life of moving forward. That's our life because our focus is always moving forward towards the cross. It's towards Jesus. And when we stay focused on that, and we don't look back at all the garbage that went on in our life behind us, then we don't lose our focus and we keep our peace. And we keep our hope. And that's what life's about. That's what Paul's saying. You've got to put off the old self. You can't go back to all that other stuff because that's going to just cause chaos and it's going to cause all that garbage again that you don't need. And you'll never have peace. And we've heard the old saying, I mean, I've heard this preached before, and I've heard everybody say you can't straddle a fence. You can't walk both sides of it. You can't be in the flesh. You can't be looking back all the time and walking in the old self, in the fleshly self, and walking in the new life that Jesus wants you to have that has peace. You can't do both at the same time because then you'll always live in a life of chaos. Torn between two things. You can't be hot, you can't be cold, you can't be happy. You're just, nothing's good. It's always, you're always divided, and you can't be divided. That's what Satan wants. That's what he does in this world. He stirs everything up. He brings anxiety, and he brings, he tears the world apart. That's what he does. And he's good at it. And he manipulates good people sometimes to do things like that too. And he gets you confused. And, you know, it just happens. So, you know, that's what he wants. The last thing Satan wants, the last thing he wants is a church to be united. Amen. That's the last thing he wants, because he knows if he can keep the church stirred up, then he's got you. Nothing gets done, see? Nothing gets done. No progress. No, nothing. That's what he wants. He wants chaos. He doesn't want peace. He doesn't want peace. We've got to put off those. 1 Peter 3:10 and 11. 1 Peter 3:10 and 11. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. There again, peace. You've got to seek peace. Peace just doesn't come. Peace just doesn't come unless you seek it. And that's what he's saying. You know, you can live like this if you want to, but you're never going to have any peace. You got to seek that peace, because that's what's beneficial. And yeah, I mean, this is directed to the church. It's not directed to worldly people. It's directed to the church. Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, he gives you peace. He said, come to me. You have to come to him. I have to get down on my knees every day and say, Lord, give me peace. Because that's the only perfect peace. I can go hunting all I want. I can go out in my little garage and tinker all I want to get stress away, because I love to work. I like to do things. And I do. I can find stress relief there. I can find a little bit of peace, but it's only temporary. And the only time that I can find true peace is when I'm on my knees and I'm asking the Heavenly Father. When I'm speaking with Him, then there's perfect peace right there. I find that peace, that there's no other peace that can replace that peace that I have in my heart. And it continues on. I could say right now, I have peace in my heart because I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven today. I hope you know that this morning. I have peace in my life because I know that no matter what happens in this chaotic world, no matter what happens, you know, I can get stressed out or whatever, but when I go to Him, He reveals to me, He says, you know what, you need to quit worrying about all that stuff because I got this. And He gives me peace. No matter how sick I get, I got peace. Talking with Kathy yesterday, just bless me. As sick as she's been, and as sick as she is, she encouraged me when I'm talking to her on the phone. She said, I've been praying for you in the church. And I believe that. In other words, she's telling me, don't worry about me. Thank you for calling me and talking to me, but don't worry about me. I got peace in my heart. That's what I feel from her. I'm okay. I'm sick, yeah. Thank you for your prayers. I love you guys. I want that in my life all the time. That's what I want. But that's that perfect peace that only God can bring. And I'm saying this morning, if you're dealing with stuff in your life and you're struggling with things in your life, you're not alone. But God can give you peace in your life that nobody else can. Nothing else can bring that peace in your life but Him. And you can just say, Lord, take it. My second point is, if we've got to put off the old man's, first and second thing we got to do is put on a new man, right? This is connected this morning. I don't know why. This is where I wanted to be, or where God wanted me to be. Colossians 12 through 17. Let's read that. Colossians 3, 12 through 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and to be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you will sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether it in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. You see what I'm saying this morning? You get what I'm saying? Our God is a God of peace. He's a God of unity. He's a God of love. That's what Jesus brought to this, brought to us, the saints, the believers. This world doesn't want that. That's why Paul says you got to put off that old self. And you got to put on this stuff. You got to put on your new stuff. You got to walk this way. That's what he wants. That's what Christ desires of his people. That's what he desires of his church. Put off all that stuff. Don't look back at that stuff any longer. Put it off. And walk with Christ. Man, I love you guys. I mean that. I love to see when God's people come together and worship and prayer. Man, that's what God wants from us. That's what He wants from His church. And I don't care whether it's this church or whether it's the church in general, the body of Christ in general, all over the world. He does not want us to live any other way but to live in peace and forgiveness and love. That's the way He wants us to live. But Satan doesn't want that. Satan wants us to be focused on all this garbage that goes on. He wants us to fight, and he wants us to be unhappy about this or that. And that's what he loves. That's what he's good at. And if he can, he just gets in there and he just stirs it up, doesn't he? Stirs it up in your personal life. He stirs it up in your church life. He stirs it up. That's what he wants. And what he's saying, what Paul's trying to say to the church and through the scripture is like, hey, you guys, cut off all that stuff. Don't worry about it. That's who you used to be. You used to be that person, but don't just put off that, because that's not what we need to do, right? Put on this new stuff and remember this and seek it. You got to seek peace. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In James 3:18, or no, Romans 8:6. I'm sorry. The mind of a sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. See, when we let the Holy Spirit take control of our lives, then we'll have peace. If we let the Holy Spirit control our minds, we have peace. We have peace. Because that's what the Holy Spirit is. That's what the Holy Spirit brings. Love and peace and hope. And I could keep going, but that's what the Holy Spirit brings to us. And when we get our mind, when we start looking at other things, we're not controlled by the Holy Spirit. If we don't let the Holy Spirit control our minds and we let the world start sinking in, what happens? We find chaos. We find anxiety. We find these things that will destroy us if we let them. Even the saints can be deceived. That's why it's so important that we come together and we gather together and we pray together and we worship together and we lift each other up and we pray for each other daily. That's why it's so important to do that. Because not all of us are, some of us are not as strong as others. The Bible, I mean, even the Scripture tells us that. I mean, that's just who we are. Some people are not as strong as others. Some people are more mature in their faith and are strong prayers and encouragers. And that's why it takes all of us working together. And again, that's why Satan knows that. And he wants to pull and tug and push. You know what? This is not about me. This walk every day is not always all, it's not all about me. Okay, I've got a personal relationship with Him, and I deal with those things, and I have to deal with my personal things, you know, between me and God. But when it comes to the walk, when it comes to this church, it's not about me. It's about the body of Christ coming together in unity and in love and in peace. And when we do that, nothing can stop us. I'm telling you, I'm not talking about, you know, 500-600 people in a church or whatever. That can happen if God wants it to happen, okay? But when the church is unified, the Holy Spirit takes control. And when the Holy Spirit takes control and you let the Holy Spirit take control, then the Holy Spirit does what it wants to do. And He guides and directs us in the ways that we go. And so church growth is inevitable. It will happen when the Holy Spirit's in control. Not me, but the Holy Spirit. Because those are being fruitful. And the Bible talks about us being fruitful, right? He wants us to be fruitful. And when we're controlled by the Holy Spirit, then we will be fruitful. Simple as that.
Amen.
We will be kind. We will be loving. We'll be peacemakers. We'll be forgiving. Because that's what the Holy Spirit brings. Because the Holy Spirit is loving and kind and peaceful. Fruits of the Spirit. That's what we are. If you're guided by the Holy Spirit, you'll produce those. James 3:18. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. And right there, that's what it's all about. And if I could bring anything to you this morning out of this, is that right there. Being a peacemaker in a chaotic world. Because that's what we live in. We do. We live in a troubled world. And we have to deal with it every day. It's a troubled world that we're going to have to deal with until we cross over into heaven or until the Lord comes and gets us. We're going to live in this world and we're going to deal with all this stuff and we're going to deal with all the family stuff and we're going to deal with all the sicknesses that go on in our family lives and we're going to deal with all that stuff. There's no getting away from it, really. The only place we can get away from it is when we come together in one body. And we allow the Holy Spirit to take control of our lives and we walk with Jesus every day. Not looking back, not looking at the old self that we used to be, but looking at the new creation that God created in us. He made me a new person. He made me a new creation. Because of what He did on the cross. And then the prophet said that He would come. And He would bring peace. You remember the old Christmas song? I'd look the words up. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. And the writer says, I looked for peace all over the earth and I couldn't find no peace. There is no peace. I looked. I couldn't find it. But what he realized that there was peace but it only came from God. And that's where our peace comes from. We have to live a life of peace, and we have to seek it. We have to look for it. We have to find it. 2 Corinthians 13:11. I'm almost finished here. 2 Corinthians 13. I don't know if Ferna's got that up there. Every morning and every evening, they present burnt offerings and fragrant incense to the Lord. They set out the bread on the ceremonial clean table and the light the lamps of the gold. That's 2 Chronicles. I was like, wait a second here, I'm sorry. It's 2 Corinthians. I've got it here. Got it right here. 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, "Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, and live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you." Amen. I'm going to read that again because I love this. He said, "Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you." Amen. God wants us to live in peace. He wants us to, but it's hard, isn't it? It's not easy to live in such a chaotic place. It's not easy to live here and to live in peace. And that's why we have to rely on Him. We have to rely on our Savior. We have to rely on the Holy Spirit is guidance and direction every day of our life in order to have that peace. Do you want to live a life of peace? Do you want to live a life of peace this morning? Amen, I do. I want to live a peaceful life all my days, but I know that I have my days. And it reminds me of how much I need Christ. And if you don't have Christ in your life today, I just ask you right now, just surrender to Him. Let Him give you the peace in your heart that only He can bring. Because all that stuff that goes on in your life is going to continue to go on. But when you look to Him, and you look to Him, and you pray to Him, and you ask Him, then you're going to get peace in your heart that says, hey, you know what? I know you're going through some hard times. I know you're going through some stuff, but I'm right here with you. And I'm going to keep you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to direct you. And I'm going to give you peace. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Cast your burdens on me and I'll take care of them. That's what He says. That's what His Word says. That's what He wants from His people. Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now. I'm going to end with this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You again for Your Word. Lord, I thank You for Your Word of peace. Lord, just Lord, I just pray that if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know you, that doesn't live with that peace that only you can give, Lord, I just pray right now that they step forward, that they surrender their life to you and say, I'm done with all that stuff. I'm turning back. I'm not looking back at that old self anymore. I want to walk in a new life with you. I want to put on the new self. A self that has peace. A self that has hope. Lord, I praise you. I thank you for your word. Lord, I love you. Your church loves you. And I praise you. Bring us back safely this evening, Lord. Because I know you've got some more to say to us tonight, Lord. I praise you. Again, I say, if there's anyone here, don't leave this place without giving your life to Christ. Don't leave this place without surrendering to the peace and love. Let Him have all that stuff. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.